This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort & Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort & Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in?
Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Oh, not much. What's in this old moon? How are you?
Yeah, that's been a beautiful moon the last few nights.
Yeah, it sure
call
is.
Call of the wild, man.
Yep. It's kind of got this wildlife kind of out of whack a little bit, but ought to be getting better now. So hopefully this front get through here and cool it off enough we can do some evening hunts. Cause man,
yeah,
it's been miserably hot in the afternoon.
It has.
Now I've got more hunt today and tomorrow, and then I gotta get back to Venice. Roll out another 2 weeks of it. So.
Another 2 weeks of Venice.
Yep. So. Down there and catch some of them flounder before it closes.
Y'all got them flounder, man.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
And what y'all's what are y'all's limits in Louisiana now on flounder?
10.
Now do y'all get any kind of closure in the fall like we have to do?
Oh yeah. October 15th.
Yeah. Oh yeah, y'all are earlier than we are.
Yeah,
you better go get your licks in here pretty quick, buddy.
Yeah, I got flounder people coming to fish the 14th, so we'll close that out and then go from there.
Do you do y'all have a lot of flounder boats, you know, night floundering, gigging?
Oh, no. I know of none. Now, I did hear the other day somebody... They'd been doing it up on the sandbar up there by Fort Jackson, by my camp. And, they're just walking off the bank doing that.
Oh, okay.
They catch a lot of flounder right there off that bar.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, if man wanted to put the time in to really learn all the crooks and nannies of that river, you don't tell what you catch this time of year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a big old stretch right down there about the diversion, just south of the diversion for, probably 3 miles. I mean, you don't want to run close to the bank on that west side.
Right.
Because that sandbar runs all the way down there to the head of the passes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful. But them, you know them flounder all over that mess. So. Big and wide. But I catch a lot of trout and redfish off that bar, too, when it gets right. Well, I'm sure them redfish are up there right now. But
yeah.
It's just one of them things that you got to watch for. You know, and them gaff top and them jack crevalles, they've done gotten that river. So you know, everybody gets excited about the birds and stuff or seeing some slicks. And I said, guys, today, you know, well, ain't you fishing slicks in the river? I said, because it's all gaff top.
Yeah.
I know that. I said, promise me. And, you know, I've had to prove it to them sometimes, you know, that they just keep on, oh, that's trout slicks. That's trout slicks. I said, I'll get you some of it. I said, if you take them off.
Go work them over. Let me know when you get them.
Yeah. We'll set back and let you get them off. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, knowing. I mean, I can't even think if I've ever even really seen a slick in a river and it be trout. So,
right. I'm sure they slick, have, just, you know, but.
Yeah.
But, y'all's prime time for the river is for trout's what, November's y'all's big month for that?
Yeah, well, it should start any day. I mean, well, no, because that river ain't gonna cool off. You know, it's
right.
We just hadn't had the water up north, you know, to cool down to come
no,
back to come
the
down there.
Either. Temperature.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, you know, there's some of them lingering in that pass, you know, in the passes, but
waiting to come.
They
in.
Ain't schooled up in there, so
right.
Pass a loacher, I think, you know, there's been some trout in it, you know, about halfway up to the river, but, you know, I mean, you stuck out like a sore thumb if you catch them there. And, you know, if you don't leave early the next morning, somebody's going to leave earlier than you, and they're going to be on them. So,
right.
One of them old community hole deals. But other than that, that's about all I know. How about them Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Joe George Springer. I
yeah.
I just didn't watch that one.
You know, out of all the guys we've lost, he was one, you know, him and Correa were the two that I didn't like losing too much. Tucker and Bregman didn't bother me as bad as those two, but.
Right.
But Springer, he's having a really good year. Good for him.
And he's look who they got.
Pretty mature now. He's pretty old.
Yeah. Yeah.
For baseball.
He started his 71st postseason game yesterday.
He's been in the thick of things in his career.
Yeah. I didn't realize it till I kept saying Miles Straw. I said,
playing for us, yeah. Miles used to be an outfielder and you know.
He's shining for them too.
Hung on to him long enough to, I think we got some kind of good trade deal, you know, trading him and getting somebody, a pitcher, somebody we needed back when it was.
Yep.
But.
I don't even know, did the Mariners and Detroit play yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, the Detroit
so they're tied
won
up.
That game. Yeah. They go into game five.
Oh, boy. And where are they playing it? They going back to Detroit?
Going back to Seattle.
Oh, that's right. It started in Seattle. That's right.
Right. Yankees are gone, and the Phillies. Well, they come back. They woke up. Their bats woke up last night against L.A. I think they won that one 8-2, 8-3, something like that.
Wow.
I didn't hang with it. I had to go to bed. I was tired.
Yeah. I didn't even check yet. Them Yankees got knocked out, so. They've been our nemesis too long. Yankees just don't look like Yankees to me. I mean, other than Aaron Judge, and that's about it. You know, they made some errors last night and everything else.
Man, they had a heck of a run at the end of the season to get where they got to. Remember, they were slumping real bad. Their pitching bullpen was caving in, and during after the All-Star break, and then they got it together and went on a really good run. And I thought, well, they may go farther than we think, but it wasn't meant to be.
Nope.
They run into the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, I don't see nobody beating that bunch now. After watching them, they're pretty impressive. So, I don't know. You never know about them Dodgers, but that was Ohtani that gave up them runs last night, wasn't it?
No, he pitched the other night. I don't think he pitched last night. I forget who pitched.
I thought they said it was him that they pulled him in the fourth.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah, either way. Schwarber
hit two home runs last night. He's come to life. He was 0-for for the series till last night. Well, so they get him and Harper and all of them fired off. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Sure.
It was fun beating him in 22 in our World Series. The last one.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good series. We introduced him to Yordan Alvarez. Remember that giant home run he hit to center field? Golly, what a
beast. Ain't heard nothing about him, neither. I don't know if we're keeping him or what.
We're not letting go of Yordan. Hey. That'd be like getting rid of Nolan Ryan. It'd ruin me for an Astro for a year. Boy,
well,
I was
they
so
did
mad
that
we got rid of Ryan that time. Golly, my daddy went crazy.
Yep. I didn't understand that one. We got a little wind this morning, huh?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a completely black coyote before?
Not that I know of.
Well, I hadn't either until the other night I saw one. And my neighbor, Ralphie, sent me a picture of a solid black one, just like what I saw the other night. And he lives 5 miles from me, and they do range around. I wonder if it's the same one.
Probably so. Yeah, they do some ranging. And, you know,
they do.
Funny, I've been out here most of the week in the bottoms, and I ain't heard the first coyote.
Really? They're mating right now, too. They're paired up.
Looks like these crazy squirrels.
Boy, they're paired up. They're chasing big time.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's early, isn't it?
Yeah, it's early.
I always thought that was, you know, late October, early November when they started to, you know.
Generally, it's like out here in the bottom, that late January is when it's the best, you know.
Really?
When we're hunting with that dog, you know, you can go 3, 5, 6, one tree. So that's when it gets fun. But no, they're chasing like crazy right now, so.
Buddy of mine come by the house yesterday. We were out standing in the front yard by the driveway, and he goes, "What's that noise?" I said, "Those are crows." He can't hear very good. He said, "Crows?" I said, "Yeah, they're just stripping my acorns and pecans right now." And
you
squirrels.
Bet.
It's just, I've never seen anything like it. They're on it.
That's me.
You know, wind went northeast the other morning, all my hummingbirds took off with it. They're gone.
Really?
I saw one hummingbird yesterday, and I've had 20, 30, 40 of them around the house for 2 weeks now. And they rode that northeast wind towards Rockport or somewhere.
You never know. Boy, it's been definitely north. That's the only good thing it's been out here. That wind's been out of the northeast in the afternoon here. Blowing off this lake, it's tolerable. You can sit on the porch and it's tolerable. But it's definitely trying to blow a little bit this morning. What do y'all got down there?
It's let me look at it again. It was earlier Eagle Point was like 15 to 20. Let's see what it is now.
Wow.
Northeast. It's 18 to 22 right now at Eagle Point.
Down the northeast?
Northeast.
Wow.
That's what they're calling for today. 15 to 25, 15 to 20 tomorrow. So it's a real front as far as, wind, but not as low temperature as we'd like. But
I got a deal last night. I don't know why, but weather popped up, and it's showing 58 Saturday morning here in the Riverboat.
I wouldn't doubt it up there. I think it's going to be mid-60s here, 66, probably on the coast about 68. But, hey, I'll take it. Feels good.
Yeah. Well, I ain't crazy about this wind right now.
Shorter days, cooling down good at night, and, boy, that moon was pretty all week.
Yeah, it was. Still
Animal
is.
Animal activity
looking at it right
was
now.
Good. Everything's on the move. Fishing's good. Hey, here we go. Love the fall.
Here we go.
Man.
Yep.
All right. Well, tear them squirrels up, man.
It's not looking good this morning.
Get your fix in before you got to go back to work, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure by the time it gets daylight, that wind will be blowing way too hard.
It might be.
Especially if you're getting 25 down there. Wow.
Well, not yet, but it's 22. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
Yeah. All right, bro.
All right, Mike, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming over to venison, catching some flounder and trout, redfish, maybe a gaffy or two.
There you go. Give me a call, 832-338-9376. Catch you on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, Mike. How you have a good day, man.
Later.
All right, later. All right, that's Mike Jeffcoat. All right, we're looking at the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop. You know, they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pulled pork, homemade hot dogs. They have smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. Bulk pricing's available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And the holiday season, it's coming up, and they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. These are a big hit. So don't get left behind on these. Order ahead. You can reserve your holiday bird, 11 to 13 pound average weight. It makes a really great meal for 8 to 10 people. Homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, along with jalapeno cream cheese, sweet chipotle cream cheese. That's really good. Dirty rice, boudin, stuffed pork chops, pan sausage or boudin, and wild game processing. Check out their new sausage recipe. You got to try it. It's really good. And get their deer tamales, venison, hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. And their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky and turkey jerky, dry sausage, dry sticks. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Tiki Island, check in with James Plogg this morning. Captain Plogg, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How are you, brother?
Man, barely getting by.
Barely getting by, huh?
Hey, that's the first time I heard the wind come through my range hood in quite some time, actually.
Hey, you know it's the northeast when it's coming through the range hood, because mine faces the same way in my kitchen. I can hear it coming through mine. Same deal, man.
It's northeast, baby. You hear it, man. Hey, especially, you know, when we go back trout fishing, you're like, oh,
right,
man, that northeast wind's clipping. Figure out something to do.
Fall fishing.
Yeah, we ain't doing nothing. Just put everything away and cleaned everything
up. You wrapping her up there, Ace? You wrapping her up, huh?
Man, I might fish. I mean, it's kind of like what Leighton used to call them doves. He said, well, those doves move from here, and then they short roost. I said, what do you mean short roost? He said, well, they'll stop right here. They'll stop right here in these Olive Gardens, and then they'll come over here and feed. So I'm short roosting. I'm just about to be there. Oh, man, but I ain't traveling no more, right? I had to clean everything up. I got to get all kind of stuff. I got to get a new steering helm, and I've been through bottles of steering fluid. I can't stand that, dude, dripping everywhere.
No, I hate when you turn that wheel and you feel that air in there.
Feel it. It's done. Done. One day. Man,
buddy,
I can
definitely purge that air out of there. I got that down to science, man. You know, reseal that back part. So far, I've still got the original helm in my Kenner. Can you believe that?
Really? No. See,
it hadn't gone bad yet. Huh?
Yeah, nothing lasts me. This thing here, you know, it comes from Whaler like that. It's one of the of course, it's expensive. It's the tilt one.
Right.
Which I ain't never tilted that steering wheel since I owned this boat. I never tilted any of them. So I told Chris, I said, look, man, I just want to put a regular helm on there. Then it's going to be, well, we got to do this and do that. And I said, well, hell with that. So I'll just buy another one. And I think I got one side of that back ram that's leaking. So I'm going to reseal the back ram and put a new helm. I think
you might as well do it if you're going to do the helm too. Reseal the back.
Because if I'm fixing to switch to Mercury's. If Mercury accepts me, if Mercury accepts me, they may probably don't. They're like all these rest of these people. They don't like old people. You send them like 40 years of stuff. Like, well, do you get on Facebook or you on Instagram?
Want all that.
I may get turned down, but if I do, I'm going to have to change it all up anyway. So,
For you, but you never called him.
Who's that?
Fernando.
Oh, yeah, Mickey. I just never did. And I don't know how I even got in. I think Jamie was talking to me about the Mercury's. You know, we used to run Mercury's and stuff, but.
I found out about Honda, man. I'm hooked on them Hondas.
Honda, I mean, hey, man, the government doesn't run them for nothing. I kind of like the new style Mercury's, you know, the new style ones. And look, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like you. I'm on my final leg of this race, but
I'm drifting off in the sunset, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Well, it just was so.
Hey. It's been a good party, Woodrow. Hell of a party.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I was telling Larry the other day. I said, man, I'm probably not going to travel no more. I just can't do it, man.
My traveling nowadays, it's either to Thompson's or Roseland Park, one or the other. That's about all the traveling I do anymore.
And I can. I mean, if I can, I don't want to.
Now, if I'm going to run down the coast, they got these fine guides you can book down there and go fishing with them. That's the way to go.
That's a fact. Well, that's what I tell them about my guys. They want me to, you know, take them to Port Mansfield and do all that. Man, hire somebody down here. If we go down here and stay 10 days,
I'd say, yeah, let's go. We'll book Jay Watkins and we'll go down there for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I tried that. I said, look, man, y'all call Jay. I'll go with y'all. I'll pay my part.
Hell yeah.
Jay's, Jay's bugged up. But it was pretty the season wasn't as sorry as I sometimes made it sound out to be. It wasn't good. Like I tell you again, Jamie's probably caught more tarpons than anybody. We saw some fish. You know, we had that big wind. We had like a 7-foot swell at 60-mile buoy. So we fished, what's today, Thursday? Tuesday. And, man, it was funny. There was some fish scattered everywhere, a lot of bull reds, a lot of sharks. And there were some bites. I didn't get a bite, but there was probably maybe 4 or 5 bites that I know was had. But you could tell everything was kind of just, you know, kind of scattered because, you know, we had a pretty big swell. And then yesterday we decided not to go, or actually Larry couldn't go. And it wasn't as bad as I thought. The morning time looked kind of good. And even middle of the day, it never was stupid. It was like it was friendly, but it wasn't stupid. If you knew where to go catch worm, you could have gone.
Sure.
So, but I cleaned all the stuff up. I was just looking when you called. Saturday, Sunday don't look too bad. Make you a little window.
Now the weekend looks okay.
Yeah.
From what I see now, that could all change. But I mean,
yeah, dude, these guys, buoy weather, you don't look at it every 15 minutes, you get it wrong.
Yeah. You don't like today's forecast, just look at tomorrow's and it'll all change.
Just hang on, it'll be different. But what helps, you know, like the Gulf, when you get a northeast wind or a north fetch, it'll lay down pretty quick when it's thawing. You get a south wind or straight southeast wind that blows this hard for that long, you have a pretty good swell for a while. But when it comes kind of halfway off the beach like this, it'll go from 3 foot to 1 foot pretty quick. I've seen it do it while we're sitting there.
Right.
Man, we were fishing one day, and it was nasty. It got nasty. It wasn't terrible. Then it got nasty, man. It's blowing 18. It might have touched 20, maybe. Maybe. Probably not, but probably. And it was getting crappy, man. And it started fading about – I was gone, man. I'm going home. It's going to take me like 8 days to get home. And it started fading. Man, wind's died down a little bit. And same old deal. We end up coming in at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and it done got nice. So it'll drop out pretty quick.
Well, a long, hard day. Wind will always lay down for you.
Usually always lays down. Or out there in the Gulf. It'll start like that. The next thing you know, it's done went like about 110 degrees at about 20 knots. And it's like, man, this ain't good. This ain't good. We come back from down south. We come back from Port O'Connor way. And it was blowing a little bit. A little bit of a swell. I said, man, it's going to be a nasty ride. And man, it was really nice. And I was talking to Larry and Cameron. I said, man, we just made this run like the week before last. And that current was pushing against that wind. That wind come
up, stack them
14
up.
Knot. Dude, it was absolutely horrible. Horrible. But yesterday, day before yesterday, man, you can tell which way that current's running now. It's running from north to south. But it's been okay. I've seen it a hell of a lot better, and I've seen it a lot worse.
Sure.
See, it was good. I got to figure out where I'm going to go trout fishing at.
Anywhere. There's millions of them. They're on every street corner.
So just go, and I'll go get them.
Just
start
go,
getting them.
Just jump out, cut the key off, turn her sideways. They're all over the place.
Well, man, I'm excited about that. Do I even need a trolling motor, or should I just go
take your check-it stick with you. Take your little check-it stick. That's all you need to do.
You don't need that one that goes over 28?
No, the one from 15 to 28, just leave it at home. But, man, if you got one from 10 to 15 inches, you take it. It's perfect.
Hey, you can tell when you're measuring all them pebbles. I don't need measuring no more.
Man.
Very seldom. Remember, your old check-it stick would get all kind of slimy from about where you stuff his head to about 15 inches.
From 0 to 15 inches were just solid gook.
Yeah, anything over there, it looked like your check-it stick, like you just
looked like somebody used SOS pad on that other end of it.
Man, you almost made me spit my coffee out.
Your ears should have been ringing yesterday morning. Me and Daryl were sitting on the porch drinking coffee and talking about you. Golly, we were having a blast talking old times.
Oh, Daryl. I talk to Daryl all the time. Sometimes I miss him. He says, you're the world's worst. I said, man, I'm sitting. Hey, I'll keep aside.
We even talked about that. You're horrible, man. I called you the other day and never even got a call back or pat on the back, nothing.
Mickey, half the time, when you're down there where we're fishing, and that's the only reason I was going to get Elon. I ended up not, but getting Elon is cheaper than getting the XM Weather.
Right.
You know, on the Garmin, there's a little stretch right there about 25 miles where we're fishing. You better have your VHF radio because you ain't calling nobody, and you ain't getting nothing. It's terrible. I don't know why it's like you said. They send people to Mars and Moon and everything. And right there by your house on Steel Mill Road, you'll go dead.
Not anymore.
They fixed it?
Oh, we got cell towers everywhere out there now, man. We're big time.
Really?
Well, I guarantee you got the right service.
Yeah. Well, where we're fishing down there, they ain't putting no cell towers. You better have your 8-foot Shakespeare antenna so you can call somebody.
I think Blaine's putting in big time Elon Wi-Fi and all that at the ranch. Satellite.
His customers will love it. Mickey and his cheap. You know, Cameron and them got him on the, you know, of course he has it on the boat for Rodney and to do business.
Yeah.
He says when they're fishing or tournament fishing, he's got, I think you can call Elon or whoever in the hell you call. And he'll have to buy more minutes or more giga deals or whatever they get because they burn
more
it all
gigabytes,
up.
More gigs, yeah.
He got to call and get more. Mm-hmm. And I think the land-based deal, Mickey, is cheaper than the marine deal.
Well, it is. I know a lot of guys, Sam, my old buddy Sam Henneke, he put one of his deer leash last year, and he couldn't live without it now. He's big time plugged in.
But here's what them cheap people try to do. They try to take that land-based thing and make it, you know, where they'll work on their boat, and they bust them, man. They'll cut you off. That ain't going to work.
That's it.
So you got to at least get the marine deal.
Well,
so, but all kidding aside, I talked to Hillman the other day, and he says it's okay some days, and some days it's no good.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the farther north you go, the smaller they get. But if you stay down on the south end, those wells and towards the ship channel and all that, they're better fish. They're good quality fish. But you can go all the way up in the back and get on all the reds you want up in there in about 2 to 3 feet of water. They're back there in the back really good right now, but
well, you know yourself. We've dropped that water temperature, get a couple of really, you know, decent.
Yeah, it'll all change it up. Yeah,
it'll
yeah.
change in.
I'm with you.
We'll see. Well, I have you.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to go to the bottom with you, give them a number. Take them out.
All right, buddy. Hey, so Daryl, come by and drink coffee with you.
Yeah, he's doing some work at my house for me. I got a problem with my floors and stuff and some mold and all that were a leaky toilet deal, and it's a mess, but he's got his crew on it. They've been at my house for 2 days fixing it.
Oh, man, that's big time. All right, buddy, 409-771-7306.
All right, brother. James, have a good day. See you, man.
I tell Daryl, I say, what up?
Oh, I will. I'll see you this morning. Later, man.
All right.
Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store if you need more info. You can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all wild-caught. And 9-12s, 15-18s, 16-20s, whatever count they are, they've got them in good supply and great prices. And their Cajun Grill next door puts out really good food at great prices. And their Santa Fe food truck over there is a big hit also. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 5:38 already here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town now and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Michael, good morning. How are you, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed good. By the best, baby. I'm alive. I woke up this morning. I'm getting the boat ready. I'm fixing to go put the smack down on some fish, or at least I'm going to try.
OMO redfish are running right now. Golly, everybody's catching them.
Yeah. They're running, man. We're waiting for that first cold front to come in, and we're not anxiously waiting by any means, because it's gonna stir up what we got going on for sure.
Right.
But man, the bite has really been solid. Yesterday morning, we started off inside the South Jetty, and the water was beautiful. Got out there a little bit before sunrise, and man, right when that sun was coming, it was a full moon, so I guess we caught the back end of those fish feeding, and man, it was on like Donkey Kong for the first 45 minutes.
Really?
Then throughout the morning, it tapered off. We had a minor from like 8:30 to 9:30, and to be honest with you, I never saw any benefit of that minor happening.
That was minorly off.
It was, yeah, exactly. But I pulled in. It made a liar out of me, man. I pulled in, and I said, all right, gentlemen, well, the miner's 8:30 to 9:30, so let's let that sun come up, give it some time to get going, boy. And before that sun came up, we were doubled up.
Yeah.
You know, so it made a liar out of me. But that's all right, man. We had a good time. We caught some nice fish, and – And shoot, old Daddy Sharky, old Papa Sharky, man, went out on his own the other day. He said within like 200 yards of his house, he caught like 12 flounder.
Ooh.
And ended up with a nice limit for himself. And that is a beautiful sign, you know, that those fish are definitely showing up and here, really. So, We might do that today, man. It's blowing, what, 20 sustained? So we might end up doing a little something like that.
A little breezy, my friend.
Yes, sir, it is.
When I checked Eagle Point, it was 18 to 22. Let's see what it is now. 18 to 23.
There you go. It got better for us.
Point. That's a good one to go off of because, that point faces the northeast, and they get it right in the face there, and they get a good, accurate reading.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, no good news on the wind, but you know what? We might end up we've been doing really good, Mickey, just fishing around the dock systems and offits, fishing the channel has been extremely productive, fishing deep water pilings the last week. Good little tuck-in nooks and crannies have been super productive for us. And, gosh, I pulled up into one little spot, I think two, three trips ago, and jetties wasn't happening, and there's tons of boats out there. And we started whacking some drum, little slot drums, 20, 25 inchers, and then ended up catching a couple of slot redfish in there and a keeper trout. Then I called JJ. He was out on the water that afternoon. Said, buddy, you got to go over here because it is almost every cast. And they ended up catching daggum 20 drum out of that spot, plus
really?
Some bonus well, fish, you know?
That's good. Heck yeah.
Yeah, a four-person limit. So that was cool. We're just all about catching them up, man. If whatever's biting, we're not super biased. We're going to get out there and have a good time, and that's what we're about. So, of course, we got our groups that come in, and they have, we're more specialized, and we'll spend the full day doing XYZ with artificial or, or go and target deer trout.
That's it.
That's it, man.
Accommodate them for what they want. Well, but we need to enjoy this daily bag of five flounder till November 1st. And then
yes, we do, buddy.
Closure for a month and a half.
It's coming. It's coming, man. We've got a we decided to do a redfish tournament.
Yeah, y'all got like a bull red redfish tournament this year, huh?
Yeah.
Customers?
Yeah. That'll be cool.
Whoever catches the biggest one, what do they get for that?
That's a free charter.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, another free trip or a free trip
for
them.
All your guides, everybody that runs with Outcast, that,
That's right.
Biggest red gets to call a shot on a fishing trip. That's cool.
There you go. And then we got one with the most spots category. Mm. And, I think Shane caught one the other day with like 43 spots on it. So that's going to be a
43.
Tough one. Yeah.
That's a contender.
That's a contender, buddy. That's a contender.
Awesome. That's cool.
So, we're doing good, man. We're catching some fish and having a good time at it. The bite is pretty decent. And, man, we're just rocking and rolling, brother. Blessed beyond what we deserve.
What are y'all using on your redfish right now? Y'all doing any crab or anything? Because I notice up my way, these redfish are... they're schooling on crabs right now.
Yeah. So we're using right now because it's still warm. We're getting away with, sand trout, for the bigger redfish, sand trout, menhaden, stuff like that. But once that, we typically wait, not to say that you couldn't go out there and whack them on some crab,
sure.
Man. We typically wait, though.
It's so much easier to use, cut sand trout or. Shad or whatever. Basically,
yeah. Once that first cold front gets in, man, that first cold spell happens, and then we'll transition over to our crabby patties. But for now, we're catching them on just about anything that smells good down there on the bottom, and we're throwing primarily drop shot rigs and knocker rigs up into the rocks for our trout, redfish, and drum and stuff like that. But today should be interesting, man. Those flags they look like they got
a little
starch
in them there, buddy.
They're starch, brother.
No dish rag looking flags today, just hanging limp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them suckers are looking pretty straight for sure, brother. So
split skirt alert.
That's right. That's right. But, man, so
You're doing okay? You're getting over that?
Oh, yeah.
That infection or whatever you call. Did they ever get a term or a culture on that of what you really had?
Yeah, so it started as some kind of bacterial deal and then ended up being like a real severe case of cellulitis, and then that was turning into
staph, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, gangrene or staph or whatever bunch of medical terms, but it went from bad to worse, you know, real quick.
Well,
real quick. Man,
you're blessed.
Yes, I was covered up with some prayer, and man, I felt that when I was in there, and I was ready to get up out of there, brother. I'll tell you that. I think that fifth or sixth day, they said, you know, I couldn't walk for like 4 or 5 days.
That's
crazy. I literally could not walk. That fifth day, I got out.
I wouldn't go back there next vacation. I'd go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I wouldn't push it. All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, give some info. If somebody wants to come down and hang out and fish a day with you guys and maybe spend the night,
Heck yeah. Come check us out. Bayside Event Center right here in Galveston, Texas, man. You guys can lodge up with us. We've got a lot of great corporate events coming up, multi-boat corporate events. So if you're thinking about doing something with your company or you got a big family, y'all want to go out fishing, catered lunch at the end, cocktail hour, you name it, we'll do just about everything. Out here at Bayside. So come and see us. We'd love to have you guys. God bless everybody this weekend, and we'll talk to you on Saturday, bud.
All right, Sharky. You take care, bud. Good talking to you.
All right, brother. You
later,
too, man. Talk to you later.
All righty. Okay. All right, let's go up to the Big Sam now. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman, see what he's doing this morning. Hey, Randy, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning there, Captain Mick. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm fit as a fiddle this morning.
Another day.
That's it.
Just thank God for every one of them. Huh?
That's exactly right. Get up.
There you go, buddy.
Thank goodness. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You getting ready to go fishing?
Well, I ain't got anything today. I'm just probably going to take it easy. I don't know what happened. The crappie got, you know, last week got on there real good, and I was all excited.
Yeah,
I don't know if the full moon kind of
changed it up,
shut it down, but it went from great to, you know, fair.
Yeah.
I like catching 100. I don't like coming in with 40 something.
I'm with you.
You know, but I don't know. I might sneak out to the lake this evening and throw a topwater bait, just catch me a bass.
That sounds like a good plan. I love bass fishing in the evenings this time of year.
Yeah. You got to wait till the last hour or so, or it's still 100 degrees, feels like.
Y'all ought to cool off a little bit. This little front here, it's going to cool us down a little here on the coast, but you guys will feel it a lot better than us.
Yeah, they finished all the work on the dam. All we need is a hurricane to come through to fill the lake back up.
No, don't say that. We'll pass till next year. I don't want an October hurricane. I remember one year we thought, boy, we're out of the woods. We're looking good. And then this little old storm called Hurricane Jerry back then and came in on us right through the jetties, man.
Yeah, we ain't had one even get close this year.
No, that's good.
You know, it is. you know, it wiped everything out down our place down there on the bay, Rusty and Slade.
Yeah, that was a bad deal. That Ike, man, that was a tide surge from I hadn't seen in a long time, buddy. It just covered that whole peninsula up over there.
Yeah.
Bad deal.
I don't know. I think as the water does start cooling down, so many of my brush piles, you know, a little bit shallow down there. A couple of them sticking out of the water. I don't like that. But
no, that makes it easy for people to find.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The two that I called the best on, they're still in 25, 26 foot of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, but it's down, the top of just about 6 or 7 foot down when you start hitting the brush.
Right.
You had to get down in it a little bit to catch them.
I remember that when we came up there with you, that water was so clear and clean. I could look down off the side of the boat and see that brush pile, 7 feet under the surface. I'm going, man, this water's clean.
Yeah. It's a little dingy right now. Not dirty, but just...
Yeah, just a little denseness.
I guess it's from all the wind, the lake being down so low and...
Right.
Washed off them banks, I guess. It's not muddy by no means, but it's just... Got you. Tent color to it.
Right. All right, buddy. Well, Randy, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, it's, you light out of what, about mid-November to go to Mexico to hunt Thanksgiving, somewhere in there?
Yeah, I fish all the way to Thanksgiving then.
I got you.
Adios.
All right. Well, throw them out a number if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, Randy.
It's 936-328-0864. Have a good gap, Big.
All right. Thanks for the update from the Big Sam. I'll talk to you next week, Randy. Take care, buddy. All right. That's Randy Dierman, Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.